Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Friday the 24th of June 2011. All the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So the UK, according to Tech Radar, is the most paranoid about computer security. A study's been done across the whole of Europe, 11 countries, 16,000 people, and they've said that 94% of Brits have security software installed on their computers, compared to 83% in Russia. Firstly, how long's Russia been in Europe? And secondly, isn't that just sensible? I'd hardly describe it as paranoid. Yes. Trust the press to get hold of something and turn it into something. It's not. In America, the FTC is putting an eagle eye over Google. They're really bothered about their advertising and search business, and they want to make sure that they're not doing anything that's anti-competitive or naughty. They're going to look into Google again over the next few months after already looking in about their privacy policy breaches, and now they're going to start looking at the business for advertising. Well done. Oversight's good. Google not going to like it, though. And proving that money talks, the Great Firewall of China is going to have a tiny hole in it. Yes, it would seem that if you're a company and you're working in China, there's going to be a zone set up in the middle of Chongqing. That's a small city in the southwestern side of China, and a 6-square-mile office complex that's going to be reserved for overseas businesses is going to have total access to the internet. Tut tut, China. Everyone should go wherever they want. Nokia has kind of revealed their first Windows phone. It's called the C-Ray for some reason. Now, apparently, that's just a code name for the production, and it's not going to have that when it comes out. It'll probably have a number, I would have thought. But it's not going to sell with that name anyway. The N9 looks very, very slick. It runs very, very well, apparently. It's got good processor specs, and it's got up to 64 gig of storage, which beats all of its rivals, hands down, including the iPhone. No word on price, and they asked everyone to switch their cameras off. Needless to say, no one did. The Winklevoss twins have settled out of court with Mark Zuckerberg for $65 million. That's £48 million. Most of that's probably going to disappear in legal fees now, based on how long they've been fighting. And they had an agreement in 2008, which they weren't happy with. The Winklevoss twins will be no more. In quite possibly the biggest fail ever, NBC have released their iPad app. Now, if you like NBC and you're in America, then that's fine. You can get a hold of all your favourite episodes of shows, but not all of them. Apparently, whilst you can get all of the shows, you can't get all of the episodes. They only show clips from the episodes and it cuts out early. Quite why you would have an episode showing application that doesn't show episodes is beyond me. Now, I haven't checked, actually, before I read this out, whether it's free or not. If it is free, then not so bad. But if it's charged for, then you really are suckers. If you want a decent app, then what you need is Battleships for iPad. Oh, EA have released Battleships for iPad. You can play it in solo mode, or you can detect other iPads on a wireless network, and you can play other people at Battleship. I'm going to download it this morning. I am loving this. $2.99, well spent. And talking of spending money, Pottermore has finally become official. J.K. Rowling sat down and told you what it was all about. Apparently, it's an ebook portal, so all of the books that she's already written will go out on the portal, and you can pay for them. Good news is that they're DRM-free, but this will be a portal for sending out extra stuff for people to read. She's written 18,000 words just for the website, so although the last Harry Potter book has been published, there could be lots of short stories coming as well, which would be lovely for fans. If you're an Apple user, then you need to get yourself over to Software Update, top left corner of the screen, and get 10.6.8. It's preparing you for Lion, because it's going to give you a Mac App Store upgrade feature that means it's going to be far easier to integrate Lion when it comes out. They'll also make it far easier to take the £20.99 off you that it's going to cost you. And Voltaic have released the Spark tablet case. It's got photovoltaic cells on the back of it, and it's an iPad case. It's super slim, it's bugger all use for carrying anything else apart from an iPad or something similar, and it's going to cost you a pretty penny as well. $300 just to charge your iPad off the sun's rays. Oh dear, it's not cheap being green, is it? And finally, proving that Apple fans have got far more money than sense. A firm called New PC Gadgets have released the acrylic blocks that you can get in the Apple Store. Yes, you can get one of these and your iPhone will stick in the top and your iPad 2 will stick in the bottom, and you can make it look like you're in the Apple Store at home. You've got to be very committed, however, because they're going to cost you $75. If you've got a story and no one else to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com, or you can follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We won't be here for Photo at 11 o'clock. The next time you'll see us today is 1 p.m. for the Mac Show, but fear not, Photo will be with you immediately after the Mac Show at 2:30 p.m. We'll see you then. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.